asking that.
Okay.
Rafer, there are a lot of lessons I've learned over the years from watching movies.
Okay.
And one of the most important lessons that's been put out there is, I think, or maybe it's more of a question, can a man and a woman ever be just friends?
In the Harry Met Sally sense, I think the answer in the movies is no. You cannot be just friends with a woman. You have to at least sleep together once, right? At least something.
Yeah.
But no, you can't just be, if you're talking about actual just buddies, the answer is no.
I think that's the lesson.
Sadly.
I think that's very much the lesson. We're talking about this because there is a movie that's out today called One Day that kind of grapples with that question over the course of 20 years.
Yes, right.
20 years where we get an update every year for 20 years with the character all on the same day, July 15th. The movie stars Anne Hathaway and...
Jim Sturgess.
That's right, Jim Sturgess.
Who I am a huge fan of, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
All right, we're going to go back to that in a second.
All right.
But let's introduce ourselves first. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Day.
All right. You know, I want to delve more into the... Jim Sturgess thing before we get back to the friends and so on thing.
Okay.
Why do you love Jim Sturgess?
Well, I will say this is really only the second major film of his that I've seen. The first one was a movie that I'm not sure ever even got a real release in America, which was called 50 Dead Men Walking. And it was a...
Is it about zombies?
No. It's an Irish gangster, Irish crime drama, IRA, British police. Ben Kingsley was in it. I thought it was an excellent, excellent film. And everyone was great in it. And I just remember thinking... This guy, Jim Sturgess, who plays this young – it's based on a true story – who plays this young sort of Irish thug who turns into an informant against the IRA he was just amazing. The movie was just a tour de force for him, and he was so energetic and electrifying and fantastic. And so I was really happy to see him in this, and I thought – he was really quite good in this as well.
Really? Electrifying?
Yes.
A tour de force?
No.
Did he teach you lessons about being friends or not friends with your females in your life?
No, he did not. But I thought that he was, of the two, and I love Anne Hathaway, of the two, I thought he was definitely the better. I thought he was the more convincing character and the more convincing actor.
Interesting.
And what did you think?
I thought she was the more convincing, which is ridiculous considering she's an American
right.
playing a limey.
With what I'm going to call a not convincing British accent.
I'm so bad with accents. If you sound at all like the guy on the Chef Boyardee commercial to me sounds actually Italian. I am not the best person to ask about accents. I'm very, very bad about I'm the last person you should ask about. What is that accent? French? No, Vietnamese. I have no idea usually.
Okay.
I'm not
an expert, but there are certain little things here and there that I can tell. And her accent was her accent was a little northern.
It's supposed to be.
And it's in the book. The movie is based on a book by David Nichols, which we've both read.
Mm-hmm.
In the book. That accent is supposed to be a little slippery because she's hiding it, I think, a little bit. Because, you know, the northern accent is a little déclassé.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, it just sounds like she can't figure out where she's from. In the movie, I just kept thinking, so are you, kind of posh? Or are you from the north? Or, what are you? Every now and then, you know, she'd be talking about, I'm not even going to try to say a northern accent.
Oh, I wish you could.
I know, but I can't. Anyway, it seemed sloppy. And not on purpose to me. Anyway, that's a fine point. But what did you think of the movie overall? How did you like it, having read the book? Although you're not a fan of the book either, were you?
I liked the book very much until the end, which I thought was a big cop-out.
Right. We can't really say, can we?
We can't say what it is. But I will say this. I thought the movie handled that thing that I called a cop-out much better than the book did.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. Oh,
I'm much, much better. And you know what? I'm not going to say that this was a great movie.
Okay.
But I'm also not going to say that it was the worst movie. I thought it was totally fine. It was totally fine. And maybe a little bit more than fine because, once again, as is probably the case one out of two movie date podcasts, I cried.
You cried. Okay.
I cried.
All right.
God, I sound like I have some sort of emotional disorder. The number of times we get together and I talk about how much I cry.
That's true. That's true, Kristen. You're a crier. You're a crier. But you know what? That's good. That's what movies are supposed to do.
They're supposed to make you cry. Unless they're you, because I have a feeling you didn't cry during this.
I did not cry. I did not cry during this. But
did
I want
to roll your
say,
eyes a lot?
No, I did not.
Oh, really?
No, I did not roll my eyes. I want to say that the book just really won me over. The book, I read the book resentfully because, first of all, I hate contemporary fiction. Second of all, I'm sick of the Brits.
You are so snobby.
It's not even a snob thing. I just can't find any books that sort of I care about. You know,
God, you're such a snob. You cannot find – of the thousands and thousands of books that are published every year, you can't find one that you care about?
Visit to the Goon Squad, I couldn't make it past the first page. You know?
Yeah, I got about 10 pages.
Corrections, like same.
You're choosing the wrong books.
These are like the major books of our time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. You're choosing the wrong books. No, you should be reading books like The Help. Okay, let's not do that. We already talked about that last week.
Okay. Anyway, I read this book sort of, you know, reluctantly and just fell completely in love with it. I thought the writing was so vivid and the characters were so lovingly drawn and I thought the dialogue was like great and funny and I thought it was really although it sort of has no structure, it's just them meeting over and over and over on the same day, you know, like you were saying, July 15th, what is it, St. Swithin's Day, I think, over and over for 20 years. I thought it was very well structured and very well paced, and I fell in love with it. I'm not a crier, but I was really verklempt, you know, by some of it. And
there was the quivering of the lower lip.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. And this movie, you know, Lone Scherfig is the director who did An Education, a movie that
you
I thought was...
You loved An Education. Oh, you loved that movie.
Loved that movie. And David Nichols, who wrote the book, also wrote the screenplay. But I'm going to say this. The math works against the movie. You've got to have them meet on the same day for 20 years. That's 20, at minimum, 20 separate scenes of them meeting. And I just felt like it was too much to squeeze into a film. And I felt that these days were sort of zipping past with this kind of – with a sort of lightning speed that I couldn't concentrate on anything or enjoy the moment because they had to get from – you know, from 1990 to 91 to 92 to 93 to 94 in such rapid succession that I felt that the movie became kind of a whirlwind, which I think is not what you want out of a romance, especially one that's supposed to be kind of touching. That was my main problem with that.
So you would have preferred the movie be like, I don't know, a miniseries that lasted about 14 weeks that was...
Well, I mean, the book is like a 400-something page book, so it embraces a lot. There's a lot in it, and you really feel these small shifts in emotion that these two characters have towards each other, from sort of friendship to attraction to dislike and separation and you know, reacquaintance and all these different things. And the movie I just felt like we all know what's coming here. You know, we all know what's going to happen with you two and where it's all heading. And let's just get it all out of the way and get through it as fast as we can.
Rafer, I think that you're entering into this situation as a little too partial.
Really?
I think you loved the book too much.
Maybe.
And because of that, you're not going to accept the movie.
I don't know. I was really prepared to accept the movie, though. I really wanted to.
No, these criticisms sound like somebody who was in love with the book and doesn't like the adaptation to the movie, which I think is totally fine. I think that happens all the time, that we love a book.
True.
And then we see the movie and it's a big, big letdown.
True. I guess so. I just felt like the movie, as you said, it was, didn't you say that the author sold the book and the screen rights at the same time?
Yes.
So
that's right.
So he clearly had an idea where this could head. And, you know, when I was done with the book, I remember thinking to myself, oh, I can totally see how this would be a movie. And these two actors also seemed great choices for the part. I was really primed to like the movie. And I just I didn't, and I think part of the reason was because it all just felt so inevitable. There was no tension there.
There was no question of can a man and a woman ever be just friends. No. You just knew from the first minute, no, they're never going to be just friends.
No, you knew it. And there's something about they're too intimate with each other, too familiar. Everything's too out in the open. They talk too plainly about their emotions and their feelings for each other. You never understand why they're not together ever. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Did that bother you?
I think there are some scenes where it's really explained why they're not together. I think they did a great job with – there's a point, I think, 5 years into the relationship where they take a holiday to Greece together.
Oh, you think of the pool scene when they're in the pool together. Uh-huh. Yes.
And I think it comes out very plainly what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are a few other scenes that are really well handled like that. And I'm not going to say the movie was perfect. It was not by any means.
Right.
The movie has problems. And I think that there should have been certain years they glossed over more mm-hmm. and other years that got more attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes.
There were some details they chose to show, which they didn't need to show some mm-hmm. of these details. There's a point where there's a game night at one of his girlfriend's houses. That didn't need to be in there.
Right.
There were certain things that didn't need to be in there.
I agree.
But that being said, I thought Anne Hathaway was fantastic.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought she delivered her banter in a way that was so witty and yet at times so obviously covering up a vulnerability underneath.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I really, really love this man who doesn't seem to notice me. And I'm just going to joke my way through it and come off as confident and smart.
Uh-huh.
But it's so clear I'm not confident at all.
Okay.
I thought she did a really good job playing that kind of character.
Huh. Okay. For some reason, I did not quite buy her in that character. I did not buy her. That might just be because she looks like Anne Hathaway.
She's too gorgeous for a man not to want to just sweep off her feet.
Sort of. It's hard to look at Anne Hathaway, especially if she's wearing anything that you'd call like a nice outfit, which she, and just think like, yeah, I can see how the world's mistreating you. I don't buy it. You know, I can see where all that low self-esteem comes from. But I don't know. For some reason, I just didn't feel like she quite pulled it off. And did you not feel that Jim Sturgess was any great shakes or what?
He kept on. What was that movie? Billy Elliot.
Yeah.
With Freddie Highmore. Every time I looked at him, I thought he was Billy Elliot.
Really?
You don't see that in him anywhere? You
I'm
see
so
the Billy
sad.
Elliot in him?
I'm so sad because I want Jim Sturgess to like be a – I want him to be Andrew Garfield. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the thing is through the whole movie, he seemed that he was a little boy through so much of the movie. And then when they age him by putting some gray in his hair
– You didn't buy that?
He still looked like a little boy to me. I'm like
– Oh, I bought that for some reason.
Did you?
Hmm.
So you could buy the gray hair on him, but you couldn't buy that Anne Hathaway was –
Ugh. I mean, in the 80s, they put large spectacles on her. And then in the 90s, they put smaller spectacles on her. And for some reason, I just kind of thought like, but I don't think she's wearing spectacles at all. I don't think those are even real spectacles in the first place. I couldn't get into her character as much as I was in the book. I completely fell in love with her in the book.
Because you are the kind of guy who would, if you were just friends with Anne Hathaway, not be able to stay just friends with her.
Well, that's completely true. I'd like to meet some Van Hathaway's just friends.
Jim Sturgess, I think I could be just friends with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I feel like the movie's trying. I mean, part of the movie is the whole point of the film is that he is the irresistible ladies man, the hottie.
And he is kind of cute. I'm not saying that there isn't a quality about him that's this rakish kind of whatever
mm-hmm.
Boy about town.
Mm-hmm.
But he's so irritating.
Wow. Okay. All right.
His character is so cocky, so irritating, so coked up.
Yes. Yes.
And,
very coked up.
And takes people in his life for granted to such a huge degree and treats women terribly, including his own mom.
Yes. Yes.
I don't find that very attractive. It's just not my thing. No.
Okay.
No. I mean, that being said, I really enjoyed the movie.
You did?
Not hugely, hugely enjoyed it, but I enjoyed it a fair amount.
Okay. So, you know, good movie date, bad movie date, what?
I'd say, you know what? It's a date that I don't regret.
Okay.
I don't regret that date. And I think that not every movie's going to be a home run. Sometimes a movie's going to get you to second base and you're going to be happy with that.
All right.
Like, right?
Did know that you can follow Movie Date on Twitter and Facebook. You can also give us feedback on the podcast and tell us what movies you want us to see next.
Log on to themoviedate.org to find out more. And thanks so much for listening.